Brothers and sisters, today's topic for Treasure for the Souls is the message from John the Baptist. John was the pioneer of Jesus. He mentioned a few very important points. Firstly, he knew the Son of God was the Lamb of God. The Son of God became a man to ransom us. Secondly, John understood that Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit. Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit forever lives in our hearts. Thirdly, John knew that Jesus was the bridegroom. We are the Lord's darling. This is truly great. What the Lord had accomplished made what was impossible to be possible.
Let's read John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. This is a new era. The New Testament is very special. It talks about the Holy Spirit many more times than the Old Testament does. When Jesus was on earth, he also mentioned the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist, the pioneer of the Lord, grasped the most essential points. He proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God." In the Old Testament, from Genesis onward, all the offerings mentioned were foreshadowing the Lamb of God who was to come. The Son of God became the Son of Man, the Lamb of God. It's so precious that a man became the Lamb and was sacrificed for us. This man was the Son of God. John mentioned that he was the Son of God. God let John know that the one on whom the Holy Spirit came upon would be the Son of God, who would also be the Lamb of God. God's beloved Son became the Lamb of God. Genesis 22 mentioned Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. God indeed prepared for us. It's so amazing that the Lord came to redeem us and solve the greatest problem between God and man, which is sin. John also mentioned that Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit. Who is he that he could baptize with the Holy Spirit? In fact, he ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to us. Furthermore, John proclaimed that the Lord was the bridegroom. He said he rejoiced when he heard the voice of the bridegroom. We should rejoice even more, because the church is the bride of the Lord. John was from the time of the Old Testament, but what he proclaimed about the Lord was astonishing. First, he told us that Jesus was the Son of God who came to the earth as a man. That's great news and a great mystery as well. He also mentioned that this Son of Man became the Lamb that would die for us. All these seem impossible. Moreover, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in the disciples' heart. Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit also live in our hearts forever. It's so wonderful that he forever lives in us. Not only is he present with us, he's our bridegroom. The difference between us and the Lord may seem great, but he is the bridegroom and the church is his bride. We're his darlings. The Song of Solomon in the Bible concisely expresses our relationship with the Lord. We might not find it a big surprise as we know these truths. The Lord has opened our eyes that we can see and accept this truth. But it should still make us all amazed because it's so magnificent. John had the courage to declare all these important things in his generation. God caused the impossible to be possible. We used to be so different from him, but now we're so close to him.